You're listening to the ESPN Footy Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome back to the pod for another week. Matt Walsh, Rowan Connolly stepping into the hot seat, and Champion Data's Christian Jolly here to talk all things footy for another week. And we have a lot to get to today, including dissecting the Bombers and the Dockers' poor starts to the year. We're going to look at the 45 kick plus some expected scores stuff and a whole lot more. Rowan, good to have you back on the podcast.
Good to be here.
It comes after a week in which your Bombers have given us so much material.
Yeah, talk about deja vu. It's amazing how often Essendon play like crap, I fire up about it, then all of a sudden I'm doing guest spots on podcasts. You can make a living out of it, Matt.
Absolutely, you could. You've written something for the website espn.com.au/AFL if you want to read those thoughts. Christian, good to have you back on the pod as always. I might start with you with this one. Something you noticed from round two.
I'll be honest, I'm probably 3 weeks late with this one, so it's not quite round two I've noticed this, but running my eye over the 45 kicks, so we can sort of give the listeners a bit of a rundown this week on who's performing the 45 kick the most, but I sort of looked at my spreadsheet and realised the very, very first kick of the 2025 season, Jarman Impey against the Swans, was a 45 kick. So if anyone's inquiring, you know, to see an example of a 45 kick or exactly what we're trying to record, just go back and look at the first kick of the season, and that's what we're
tracking. Your research done.
Yeah.
Well, it's always interesting when you hear, I guess, coaches and commentators, ex-players, especially in a lot of these cases, refer to this sort of stuff, and then it gets within the lexicon, and then all of a sudden, Champion